One moment, sir. I'm coming. Let me get the door, please. And do step inside. Your name, sir?
My name is Rabbi Popovitz. I'm the Menahel of Yeshivas Midos Tovas, and I'm along here with Rabbi Greenerman and
Mr. Husky Liverberg.
We're here to speak to Mr. Goldsmith. We have an appointment with him.
Oh, yes, a moment, please. I will go call him. Just sit down over here, please. Thank you. I'll bring you some tea or coffee, if you like, and some cookies and cake, if you don't mind.
Oh, that would be wonderful, thank you. I don't know if we can eat it or not, but at least we shouldn't turn it down. Just leave it on the table and pretend that we, you know, whatever. Okay. What's taking him so long?
I don't know. I think he's coming.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, how are you, how are you, how do you do? You requested a meeting from me, it seemed to be so urgent. I have no idea what you want, but I'm a very busy man, I'm always busy, busy, busy. Okay, so tell me what your meeting is about, and I'll see if I can help you.
All right, if you don't mind me speaking up, you see, I'm a fundraiser.
Oh, a charity case. All right, let's do this quickly, please.
See, we have this yeshiva that teaches very fine midos, and, you know, besides regular learning, we live the Torah in our yeshiva. It's called Yeshivas Midos Tovos, you understand?
Yeshivas Midos Tovos. Oh, one of those religious schools, yes. So what about it?
Just wondering, you know, like, being that you're blessed by Hashem, by God, to be able to make a nice parnos, a nice living, I was hoping that we can perhaps entice you to give a generous donation to our school, and this way we could perhaps pay our rabbis, our teachers, who have not been paid for about 3.5 months. We're working very hard on it, and some parents are out of a job, or they just can't seem to pay up their tuition. So we really are desperate for money, and anything you can do to help us would be greatly appreciated.
Oh, I see. So you want a donation from me. All right. Daniel, bring me my checkbook.
As you wish, sir. I will bring you your checkbook. Here you go, sir. Here's your checkbook.
All right, now let me see now. Worthy cause, all right. Here you go. This is the best I can do for you. Be thankful that I gave you this much.
I thank you, sir.
Is there a problem?
Now let me see that. What's the problem? What do you go, $18. $18, sir. Let me get this straight. We just came here, and we brought you the head rabbi, the Menahel, you know, and you're just giving us $18 when you could afford to, I don't want to tell you how much to give or anything like that, but, I mean, we just came and we explained to you that we're in great financial need. You'll be doing a mitzvah.
Oh, please, and don't bother me with this thing with the mitzvah. I give charity to who I want, you know. Listen here, if you cannot keep your school open, then find another line of work, you know, or send your kids to a public school or something of that nature.
Excuse me, pardon me, I hate to interrupt, but our children will never go to a public school. In a public school, no child can learn the Midos Tovos that our Torah teaches and our sages teach us. If this is the best you can do, we thank you. But if you ever have a change of heart, I'll leave you our address and a name. Here you go, sir. I do not wish to convince you to do something that's against your will. Sei gesund. May Hashem bless you.
Oh, that's nice of you. Gives me a blessing. Did you hear that, Daniel? I got a blessing from the rabbi.
And sure enough, the three of them left. They were disappointed, but as Rabbi Popovitz said, Well, Kindleach, I just want you to know that,
why are you calling me Kindleach?
We're all Kindleach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He runs the world. So we all gotta say, Kamsa L'Teva. And the Rabbeinu Shleilem, who watches over all his Kindleach, will watch over ours just as well. Come, let us go. We'll try to find another lead. Sooner or later we'll find someone to give tzedakah, to give us a sizable donation that we can pay up our Rebbeim. You will see. Hashem won't forsake us. And so, the days would go by one day after another, when suddenly something very interesting happened. There was Yasala, one of the Kindleach, from Yeshivas Midos Tovos. He's one of the seventh graders, and he was on his way to the pizza shop. It was Friday afternoon, right after yeshiva. On Friday, there was no yeshiva lunch. So he was going to a pizza shop, and naturally a kosher pizza shop, naturally a good one.